From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and today I'm going to do an old-fashioned unboxing. I just received this big brown box in the mail, and I've got a hunch of what's in it, but let's discover. I'm not sure, because I've ordered several things lately. Let me just open this. It's very well done. It was dispatched from somewhere in the Benelux, but probably even from a distribution center in the Netherlands. Because I ordered, if this is what I think it is, I ordered this just 2 days ago, and it's already here. But I ordered it on an American site from an American company, so I'm slightly surprised. There you go. Let's see what's in here. It's always a bit... Well, it's really well... Oh, it's glued together, I thought... I'd already done this enough with the knife, but here we go. My goodness. Whoa. That was hard to open. Well, first we've got some cushioning, some plastic things. And yo, this is absolutely what I hoped it would be. And we're going to have a lot of fun with this. And I can't wait to test this out and to tell you about it. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the brand new Oculus Go. It was presented at the Facebook conference, I think it was F8, as the newest incarnation of Oculus. Oculus was a virtual reality company that has been developing one of the first commercial VR headsets, and then it was and nobody saw this coming. It was bought by Facebook because Facebook wants to develop VR. It's probably kind of a midterm goal for them, because VR, as you may know, is still very much at the beginning of its development. It hasn't really caught on for mass audiences yet, and that has to do with the problems, I think, of current technology. Now, the computers are totally able to generate reasonably good-looking virtual reality imagery, but in order to see it, you need to tether the headset to a computer, or in the case of PlayStation, to a game computer. And I've tried out various types of VR headsets. The cheapest one, the Google Cardboard, and some of the variants of that. That's basically just a piece of carton with two plastic lenses in it, and you have to use your mobile phone and slide it in, and then it will use the screen of your phone to generate the images. Now, of course, that is a clunky system. It's super uncomfortable in terms of you have to hold it in your hands and keep it in front of your face. So it's definitely not something you'll use for more than a few minutes. And then I got a slightly upgraded version of that with a headband and everything. And that had the problem of not having a controller. So you'd still have to kind of do everything by moving your head. It was very uncomfortable. Plus, you know, I've been using an iPhone 6, and even though the screen is okay, once you put it inside goggles, then everything is so enlarged that you can see the individual pixels. So it wasn't a very convincing image. Now, the best experience that I've had so far with VR was the PlayStation VR, which is a great, great product. You hook it up to a PlayStation 4 or a PlayStation 4 Pro, and you can download games and applications from the store. And I was very impressed by what it could do. One of my favorite games that I used to play for very briefly, because I no longer have a PlayStation 4. I gave it to my nephews. Was the Star Trek, I think it was Star Trek Bridge Commander game, where in VR you get to steer a Starship Enterprise. It was very, very fun to do. And it was one of the few games that really sucked me in and that I could play for an extended period of time. The downside of the PlayStation VR, however, was that it had to be tethered to a PlayStation. And that meant a ton of cables. There's a huge, heavy cable coming from the headset itself. You have to put that somewhere on your desk, or and then you have to hook it up to a small box, which I think is used for upscaling the image. And then some cables go into your TV, others go into the PlayStation itself. Same is true with the Rift and the tethered Oculus goggles. You have to use a lot of cables, and that is a really frustrating experience, and it made me not want to use the goggles. And so it was one of the reasons that I got rid of my PlayStation 4. Is I love the technology, I loved some of the experiences that I had, but having to manage all those cables on my desk all the time, you know, you do that a couple of times and then it just started to gather dust. So VR was kind of no longer present in my life, and that's where the Oculus Go came in. I watched the news coverage. I didn't watch the actual presentation of the thing. But what won me over was, A, the price. This is a very, very affordable headset. This is just the cheapest version, the 32 gigabytes, more than enough for me. And the fact that it has no cables, it has no phone that you have to put in, which is very annoying with the other solutions, portable solutions, because I use my phone to call people and to do tons of other things. I don't want that to be inside goggles all the time. And so when I saw that this was untethered, that it already has an established software base of hundreds and hundreds of applications and games, and for me, the killer app is Netflix. It's there is a standard Netflix app, so you can watch Netflix. And apparently, according to the reviews that I saw, the image is surprisingly good and sharp. You can watch Netflix in VR, like in a and then the TV screen on which you'll watch it will be so much bigger than the biggest TV that you could afford. Not to mention, it's a lot cheaper to have a virtual TV than to have a real one. So there you go. Well, let's go ahead and open this. It is a very, very nice box. On the back, you see the goggles themselves. Apparently, it has very good glass, very, very good lenses. Shows off a couple of apps. Now, the reason that there are so many apps already available is that this is basically using the technology of a Samsung a solution where you could use your Samsung phone inside a holder, and I think Samsung struck a deal with Oculus so that they could use the same platform basically. And so those phone solutions have been around for 2-3 years now, so there's already a lot that's there. Also a lot of really bad software, not very good quality, but still better than nothing. There you go. Very, very nice box. Almost feels a bit like the Apple stuff. So let me take off the cover. And it's nicely padded on the inside with soft foam material. I'm so surprised. I thought this would take weeks to get here. And now this is amazing. Just look at the amazing quality of the presentation. The gray headset comes in a black box. There is a small controller also in a hole here. And the whole thing looks extremely polished and kind of minimalist. I like this. So let's take out the goggles first. The strap is cloth, which is a good thing because the PSVR is all plastic, and even though that's sturdy and rigid, it's still also a bit uncomfortable and just big. This looks so much smaller and simpler. Here it says, grab your phone to get started. So that's the only time you need a phone. You have to download the Oculus app and then connect to the headset. Then this thing connects to Wi-Fi, so you can actually use this hands-free. The battery is one of the other criticisms that I read in a lot of reviews. It only provides energy for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, depending on the software that you use. So it's not very long. On the other hand, you know, I've never used goggles for more than, let's say, an hour per day. So I think in reality, this is probably not going to be much of a problem. So I'm just going to remove the paper here on the inside, and let's take a look at the lenses. They are covered in plastic. And the cool thing is you can actually add prescription lenses on top of these existing lenses. Those are not available in the Netherlands yet. Hopefully that will soon be the case. There's also, I can see a bit of a something that looks like a bit like a proximity sensor. There's a little black dot here. And from what I've heard, the moment you put this on your head, it will light up the screen. Now, let's just get rid of the plastic protection on the lenses. I always like these little details. And everything on the inside, and also the ridges that will be against your face, it's all cloth. And so it's not the kind of fake rubber that you have in many other solutions. So I'm just going to put this on my face just to see if it how it feels. Oh, wow. All right, there we go. Whoa, okay. I am now wearing the goggles. There's a little bit of light that leaks from the nose. But this feels so much more space, so much more roomy than the PlayStation VR. And I love the straps. The straps are a massive improvement over the PSVR. Now, it's pitch dark. This is darker than the PSVR. I think there's an on and off button here on the top. I'm just going to press it. I don't expect anything to happen because, of course, this thing is right out of the box, so it's probably not charged. Well, you never know. Oh, well, wait a minute. I was wrong. It comes with a charge. So I'm looking at the Oculus logo right now. It's kind of this circle. I hear sound. Where is this coming from? Where's the sound coming from? Holy cow, there is sound actually coming from the head strap. And it sounds really cool. All right. Oh, look at that. Oh, this is amazing. I am looking at a very sharp, really colorful screen, which tells me in French here, attrapez votre téléphone, and now it switches to Italian, so get your phone and get this working. And there is a little cursor or dot that I can steer by moving my head. So and I think I had a controller. This is the controller. I'm like flying blind here. let me get this off and see if that works. Does it have an on and off button? No, this doesn't work. Okay, well, anyway, I probably first need to get my phone and do this. So I'm just going to take this off again. Rah! Well, I'm very impressed by the quality and how this feels. This is already 100 times more comfortable than the PlayStation VR. And I've taken it off now, and the proximity sensor indeed works because the thing is not switched on right now. So it switches on. There is an on and off button here. There's also a microphone because this can also be used for interactive applications. There is a volume button. So the sound comes from the straps. There is a small opening here. And it just was the weirdest thing because my ears are not covered. And then you hear the stereo sound and you wonder, like, where is this coming from? Amazing. I like the size of this small controller. It's got a touchpad here that you can use with your thumb. But there are two buttons on it. One is like a home button and the other one is like a back button. And it has a trigger, which, of course, is for shooting. Now, there is another small box here. It says Oculus Go, also very well done. And this has a small eyeglass spacer. So it's a bit kind of a rubber thingy. You put this inside the goggles themselves, and it will create even more space between the lenses and your eyes. But I think that judging from the kind of the space I feel around my face, This will probably work out of the box with glasses. Let's see, what else have we got here? It's got nice icons that identify the contents. It's got, what's in here, a very nice flat USB cable. It's got a booklet for nerds that still want to read things. I don't know why you would do that, because this seems to work right out of the box. And it's got one AA battery. This will probably – oh, that's probably why the controller didn't work, because I need to add a battery first. Can I open this without destroying it? I may check the manual first. And then there is a tiny little cord. This reminds me of the cord that came with the Wii U, which also had a remote controller that people sometimes launched into their expensive TVs. So this is probably so you don't lose your controller while using the headset. So there you go. It has a bit of an instruction also on how to add the spacer for the glasses. This was the unboxing. Now, of course, you want to hear my review of what it can do. But in order to do that, I got to install it, and I won't bore you with that. In order to see my review of the Oculus Go, come back soon, because I'll post it in another video. That's it for now. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening. Go to Tridio.com for all my other shows. And if I may recommend a very recent thing that I made, my documentary Galaxy of Friends. It's a Star Wars documentary about the fascination of so many people, including me, for Star Wars and the deeper layers of the saga. Go check it out. It's called Galaxy of Friends. It's available on YouTube and on Facebook and also on our website, Tridio.com. Thanks to my patrons for making these videos possible. And if you want to support me, go to patreon.com/FatherRodrick for more information. I will talk to you soon. Take care and God bless.